The latest findings from the State Department of Public Instruction show more than 41% of Wisconsin students qualify for reduced or free breakfast and lunch. That's up more than 2 percentage points from the last school year and part of a growing trend that's been happening for 7 years. DPI spokesman John Johnson says this indicates more students are living in poverty.
1/4 of our state school districts teach student bodies that are over 50% eligible for free and reduced price lunch. The current budget right now really makes significant cuts for these nutrition programs. 10% of the school breakfast and 10% of the school milk program was cut.
The proposed cuts also worry Cheryl Pyle. She's president of the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin and nutrition director for the Elm Brook School District, which has more than 11% of its students receiving subsidized meals. Pyle says the economy has driven more students to sign up for the program.
We've had a lot of families that have lost very good jobs and have come forward. And also in other areas, there's more poverty that has come about because of loss of jobs. We've made a great stride in the state of Wisconsin. We used to be in last place for breakfast programs, and we've moved up considerably, so we don't want to see that momentum stopped.
The school district, which saw the greatest jump from last year, was Coleman. Nearly 58% of its students qualify for subsidized meals, compared to 45% the previous school year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.